Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
I wonder, when was the last time you had a conversation when you felt truly listened to? One of those conversations where you walk away from the person and you think, they're really wise. And then you realise, actually, they've not said anything. They've just sat there and listened to you speak. I wonder when you had one of those. How did it make you feel? On the other hand, when was the last time, I wonder, you did recall a time when you had a conversation where you knew the person you were speaking to wasn't listening? They just waiting to get their own words in. There's a bit of giggling going on over here already. Maybe, as I am prone to do sometimes, they were even interrupting you before you finished speaking. How did that make you feel? You know, we all come with our own agendas, don't we? And that's fine, it's a given, really. But when our agenda trumps someone else's needs, then we have missed that commandment to love our neighbours as ourselves. Being truly open to put someone else's needs first before our own, I think, is holy. And if you'll know, many of you, that the word holy in the Bible means to set aside, to be different. It means even though we approach that person with power to put ourselves first, we submit ourselves to them, set aside our needs and put them first. That, for me, is a truly holy moment. And the wardens and I were, on Friday, we were with Father Jonathan and the team from Lee Park as we begin to look at how we might work more closely together in the future. And I couldn't help but share my pride in what has been for me a holy moment in the last year or so. Because Father Jonathan shared that they had to change their service times. Of course, I shared that we too had changed our service times for very similar reasons, really. So that the vicar doesn't burn out and to reach out to other people. And I shared how we had adjusted our times and how it had meant for many putting the needs of others before their own. Because many didn't want to change the time of the service, their preferred service, as it were, their need. And yet we did that so that we might reach out to our neighbours. Indeed, to those that we don't yet know, so that families may find a better time to attend a service and discover the love of Jesus. And as I shared that holy moment with Jonathan and the team, just the pride rose up in me of God's people here in Bedhampton. Hopefully a good pride, you know, not a bad pride, as it were. That, for me, is loving your neighbour, not only as yourself, but before yourself. If you're willing to take that step, so it will be easier for them to know Jesus. But of course, Jesus also said, when he said to love your neighbour, he said there was one greater commandment, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And that is what we've been looking at over the last 3 weeks, isn't it? What it means to love the Lord our God as we look up with all our strength. What it means to submit to one another as we look inwards. What it means to reach out to our neighbours as we look outwards. And the reason we've been doing that, or at least part of the reason we've been doing that, is because I have this desire that the words that we spoke earlier on in between the sung worship, and indeed our sung worship that we sing every week, and the way we act in here on a Sunday morning is more than just the fact that we are in a building on a Sunday morning. I have this desire that our worship just oozes out of us as we come here and go back out into Bedhampton. You know, if over the last 3 weeks you've been looking at this with us as we've looked in out and up. And you thought, oh, that's interesting. That's been interesting and loving. But then you've gone back and you've carried on, as well, I suggested earlier on in the month, sleepwalking through our faith. Then I have failed to share my heart with you and what I really want us to do as God's people here. If, on the other hand, you have moved forward even the slightest bit in your faith with Jesus, then that, for me, is true success. And I see some of that concern in that passage that Sally read so well for us, when Jesus is praying for his disciples. Not praying for the world, he says, but for those you have given me, for they are yours. And he calls out to God's Spirit to protect those disciples because he knows that he has been with them, sheltering them. But now he must go. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world, he says. Now those disciples who have perhaps been childlike in their faith, which is never a bad thing actually, but now as the rubber meets the road, they move on to be mature followers of Christ as they go out into the world to share the light of Jesus. It's a do or die moment. It's a rubber meets the road moment. It's a change in life moment for them. And I don't think it's a million miles away from where we are in Bedhampton in 2022. What we do this year, how we react to our faith this year, will have repercussions in the decade ahead of us. And so once again, I don't bring you anything new this morning. I bring you the same thing as we've been looking at for the last month. Let us worship as we look in. Let us worship as we look out. Let us worship as we look up. And I stand once more in front of you and ask you, are you willing to be part what God is going to do in Bedhampton in the next year and beyond? And are your foundations strong? Because if you really do love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and your strength, then we're ready. So I wonder what's happened over the last month for you. Maybe, as I suggested in the sheet this week, our New Year's resolutions may have fallen aside. That's fine if they have. But where are you with the real stuff, with your adoration of God as you look up to him? With your submission to one another as we look in? With the ability for you to love your neighbor as yourself as we look out? I bring nothing new this week because this is a review moment for us. A moment I spoke of an MOT, didn't I, earlier in the month. This is that moment, this week. I only want to ask you to do one thing, and that is to simply listen to God. To take 5 minutes a day, set that aside, that holy moment apart, to be and listen to God. No agenda, no jumping in, no interrupting. Just simply listen to him as you would have others listen to you. Let him speak. I mean, I pray the Holy Spirit will speak audibly to you, but my experience is typically he sends me images and words into my mind. I pray as you sit and listen. That's what the Holy Spirit does. He may not speak straight away. He will speak. It may feel daft for you and frustrating and you wonder what the heck's going on. And it may be Friday before you relax into it. But he will speak. I'm asking you to submit your power to say, no, Max, that's a daft idea. I'm asking you to submit your power to walk away from God when it gets hard. Put your needs aside for one moment and simply listen to God.
Because as I suggested at the back end of last week, if we can get our own relationship right with God, the rest will come. And so, my friends, I'm asking you to sit and listen to him this week, and he will speak.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.